With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. President Joe Biden promised 2 years of tuition-free community college for all Americans when he was on the campaign trail last year. That proposal, however, is one of the things that's been cut from the Build Back Better Act. That's the social spending bill that's being negotiated in Congress. Community colleges have already seen dips in enrollment for 2 years in a row. But as Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, free tuition might not be the answer.
Brad Tindall has had his eyes on that free tuition proposal for a while.
But I'm not as disappointed as I could be.
Tindall is the president of Central Wyoming College, where students already tend to get a lot of financial aid. He says a bigger barrier for potential students are the bills they have to pay. They can't take time away from their low-paying jobs to work towards better ones.
Especially in Wyoming, the opportunity cost of going back to school is so high that even if it's totally free, that's not free enough, if you will.
That's true across the country, says Martha Parham with the American Association of Community Colleges. The organization supports boosting the federal Pell Grant, still in Biden's plan, which low-income students can use to cover life expenses after their tuition is paid.
Anything we can do to remove those barriers, which the Pell Grants would certainly help with, but also those wraparound support services.
Like expanded access to childcare, which, for now, is still included in the president's framework. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.